How to Travel in Japan Without Speaking Japanese by Rob Dyer, TheRealJapan.com. Revised First Edition Version 1.5.1. Copyright 2020 DSO Media Limited. All rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission from the copyright holder. Brief extracts may be quoted in reviews. Disclaimer. Statements of fact and opinion in this publication are those of the respective authors and contributors and not of TheRealJapan.com or DSO Media Limited. Neither TheRealJapan.com nor DSO Media Limited make any representation, express or implied, in respect of the accuracy of the material in this publication and cannot accept any legal responsibility or liability for any errors or omissions that may have been made. The reader should make their own evaluation as to the appropriateness or otherwise of any information contained herein. Declaration. This publication contains affiliate links. An affiliate link means without any extra cost to you, I may earn a small fee if you make a purchase through my link. About the author. I'm Rob Dyer. I've been exploring Japan since 2000, and yet I still feel like I've only seen the tip of the iceberg of this amazing country. I started TheRealJapan.com in 2015 to share my passion for travelling in Japan. It's where I share inspiration, advice and resources for anyone looking to explore Japan beyond the clichés, hopefully encouraging you to set off on your own Japan adventures. My wife is Japanese and we were married in a Shinto ceremony in Japan. We now split our time between Japan and England, my home country. Pleased to meet you, or as we say in Japan, Hajimemashite. Think of me as your online travel buddy. If you find this audiobook useful, then I'd really appreciate it if you shared your thoughts with your Twitter followers or Facebook friends using the hashtag TheRealJapan. About this audiobook and workbook. Thank you for supporting The Real Japan by buying this audiobook. It was originally inspired by a popular article on TheRealJapan.com, but has been developed and extended significantly since. It also includes workbook sections for you to complete to help you plan for any language issues you may face while travelling in Japan and how best to overcome them. Perhaps you're planning to go to a remote part of the country. Or maybe it's the main island of Honshu where you can visit Tokyo, Kyoto, Osaka and Hiroshima. Or maybe to one of the smaller, less touristy islands. Perhaps you want to stay in a traditional ryokan in the countryside where foreign tourists are less common. Or perhaps you simply need to navigate your way around the Tokyo subway system. Whichever it is, and whatever your travel plans in Japan might be, you're in the right place. Using this e-guide and workbook. The accompanying workbooks have been designed to be both printed out and used digitally. If you print it out, I recommend printing it double-sided on both sides and stapling it so you can use it like a regular printed book. If you do, I'd love it if you tweeted a photo of your copy using the hashtag TheRealJapan. If you prefer to use it digitally as a PDF, that's cool too, as it's been designed to be editable on screen, so you can complete the various exercises included throughout. To do this in Adobe Reader, go to the Tools menu and then select Fill and Sign feature to edit the boxes. Introduction. One of the major considerations with travelling in Japan is the inscrutable Japanese language, a seemingly incomprehensible, often kaleidoscopic barrage of cryptic symbols awaits the foreign traveller who doesn't speak or read the language. But really, just how difficult is it to travel around Japan when you don't speak the language? Well, it probably isn't as big an issue or a potential problem as you might fear. Don't speak Japanese? Want to know how to explore Japan with a minimum of language headaches? Then continue to listen. Chances are you don't speak Japanese. Don't worry, not many non-Japanese can. I still can't. And I have a Japanese wife and a family and have been exploring Japan since 2000. I know, it's shameful. Whilst having a Japanese partner is an invaluable asset and advantage, it may not be convenient for you to marry a Japanese person right now. No matter, being unable to speak the language will not be the barrier you think it might be. Now, I want to make it clear that I'm not advocating that you don't bother trying to learn at least some Japanese. We'll come on to that later. I always learn a few key phrases when I'm going to any country with a language that's new to me. Just don't let not speaking Japanese stop you from exploring Japan. Sometimes you're just going to have to accept that you won't know or understand all the details in some situations, but then not knowing exactly what it is you're eating, for example, can be an adventure in its own right. The Japanese tourist authorities are acutely aware of the perception that their language can be a major turnoff in deciding to visit their lovely country. Don't let it be a reason to stop you. Major tourist offices will certainly have English, often multilingual speaking staff and literature. Big department stores and chain brands will have at least some stores, store guides in English. Larger restaurants in cities and bigger towns quite often have an English menu. They have a saying in Japan, which translates more or less as "the customer is a god." While I think elevating a consumer to the level of God is a tad excessive, it does help demonstrate why Japan is one of the top countries in the world when it comes to delivering outstanding customer service and travel experiences. The Japanese also have a word, omoyari, which means actively attuned to anticipating the needs of other people. They even teach it to children in school. So if ever there was a country willing to try hard to help you overcome the language barrier, it is Japan. Now it's time to turn your thoughts to your ideal trip to Japan. Maybe you're already planning it. If so, great. Give some thought to your itinerary and where language issues might crop up the most. Next, you'll do an exercise that will capture those potential issues so you can address them. Exercise 1. What do you want from your trip? Start by writing down what you want from your trip in Japan. We'll come back to this. It will help you determine what language challenges you might face and how you can overcome them. List the islands you want to explore. There are over 6,800 of them. List the kinds of places you want to visit: cities, countryside, shrines, gardens, castles, etc. List the sort of activities you'd like to do: sightseeing, hiking, shopping, festivals, sporting events, etc. If you're using Adobe Reader, use the fill and sign feature from the tools menu to edit the boxes. Now that you've outlined what you hope to get out of your trip, you should be able to start getting a sense of where not being able to speak Japanese might be an issue for you. Tip: as you're listening to this guide, refer back to this outline and make additional notes either in the box if you've printed it out or in the margins as you go. Seriously, making notes in the margins is a great way to capture thoughts you have as you're listening to this guide, so do it. Don't worry about trying to come up with the solutions yet. That's what this audiobook is for. There is an exercise at the end of this audiobook where you'll be able to make notes on solutions, tools, and resources you will use to address any of the language issues you think you may encounter on your journey. Suggested reading on therealjapan.com. 5 essential things you need before you go to Japan. Using public transport in Japan. When it comes to the capital, Tokyo, the larger cities, and those more popular with tourists, such as Osaka, Kyoto, and other big or popular tourist destinations, then the non-Japanese speaker will probably fare just fine, particularly if you are travelling on public transport. In the more familiar tourist locations, train station signs and announcements are in English as well as Japanese. Scrolling information screens on all Shinkansen, the bullet trains, and service announcements are in English as well as Japanese. Information in English on buses is more limited, but even if it is, if you're armed with a few keywords and names of your destinations, chances are you won't go far wrong. Airports. Navigating any of Japan's international airports, like Narita International Airport in Tokyo or Kansai International Airport in Osaka, is pretty straightforward for the non-Japanese speaker. This is not only because they are geared to accommodate and welcome the international traveller, but information signage is something the Japanese do extremely well. English is everywhere at international airports in Japan. You'll rarely have to seek out where you should be going. More likely, you'll just need to single out the signs that apply to you, as, if anything, there can sometimes be too many signs. All the key staff you'll need to come into contact with, such as those at the information desks, check-in, security, etc., will all speak some English. Shinkansen, bullet trains. Travelling by train, and specifically on Japan's incredibly well-developed high-speed rail network of Shinkansen, is highly recommended, particularly if you don't speak Japanese. There are announcements and scrolling screens in English in every car telling you which station is up next. Making reservations is easy to do without Japanese. Again, everything is available in English. Seat reservations. Most Shinkansen have both reserved and non-reserved seats in separate cars. Bilingual signs indicate whether a Shinkansen car has reserved or non-reserved seating. Seat reservations can be made from 1 month before the date of travel until just before departure time. They can be made at ticket counters at all major JR stations. Any Shinkansen can be reserved from any JR ticket office. Some ticket vending machines with bilingual menus, Japanese and English, allow travellers to make seat reservations on Shinkansen trains. However, Japan Rail Pass holders cannot use vending machines to make reservations. JR East has an English language website allowing regular ticket users and JR Pass holders to book tickets and make seat reservations for selected trains in eastern Japan and Hokkaido. Smart EX is an app in English available to users in the United States, Australia, Singapore, Hong Kong and Malaysia for purchasing tickets for the Tokaido Sanyo Shinkansen. Japanese websites for online reservations are operated by the JR train companies, but typically require Japanese language skills. Google Translate can sometimes help, though. JR on private local trains. Although not as well geared towards the non-Japanese speaker traveller as their Shinkansen counterparts, JR and other private train companies do make an effort so that most of the key information is available in English. One feature I particularly like is the signage at many train stations. Not only do they have the station name in English, but they also display the previous station, where you've just come from, and the next station stop. They sometimes also have an arrow pointing the direction of travel and the next station. I know from experience this can be invaluable for spotting if you're on the correct train and headed in the correct direction. Quite why this simple and incredibly helpful idea isn't more commonplace on rail networks around the world, I don't know, but it should be. The Japan Rail Pass. The Japan Rail Pass, also known as the JR Pass, is a joint offering from the six companies comprising the Japan Railways Group, the JR Group. It is the most economical means of travelling throughout Japan by rail and includes most of the famous Shinkansen or bullet trains. There are some restrictions on use to be aware of. For example, the pass cannot be used for travel on Nozomi or Mizuho trains, the two fastest services, on the Tokaido, Sanyo and Kyushu Shinkansen lines. Travelling by Shinkansen isn't necessarily cheap, but it can be fantastic value, particularly if you purchase the Japan Rail Pass. Generally, passes must be bought in advance outside of Japan. Buying passes this way will always be the cheapest option. The options are passes running for 7, 14 and 21 consecutive days. What's more, the savings get proportionally greater if you can buy a longer pass. Simply choose the duration that best fits with your plans. Passes can be purchased around the world from a number of authorised local travel agents. A complete list of authorised agents can be found on the official JR Pass website at www.japanrailpass.net. Since June 2020, Japan Rail Passes have been available to buy at higher prices on the official JR Pass reservations website. They are also being sold at some sales offices in Japan. They will, however, cost more to buy inside Japan than buying in advance outside of the country. Detailed information listing the exchange and sales offices, including the service hours, can be found on the website www.japanrailpass.net/en/exchange.html. you're actually buying something called an exchange order, which you must exchange for the tickets themselves when you are in Japan. This can be done at JR Travel Service Centres, located in most major JR train stations. Conveniently, centres are located in the major airports including Narita and Haneda in Tokyo and Kansai International in Osaka. As JR passes can only be used by foreign tourists travelling in Japan, all information and services are in English and multiple other languages as well. Key staff at counters where you exchange your vouchers for the passes will speak English. Suggested reading on therealjapan.com. 5 essential things you need before you go to Japan. Taking on the Tokyo subway. Looking at the multicoloured, tangled web that is the Tokyo subway map, you'd be forgiven for thinking it was best avoided entirely. In fact, the opposite is probably true. The Tokyo subway system is perhaps the single best way to navigate this humongous metropolis. Although in the example map that we typically see there is no English, there are subway maps in other languages, and there are plenty of signs in English too. Station names and signs are frequently in English. Each line is colour-coded, and this is carried through on maps and the trains themselves. All central subway stations are allocated an alphanumeric code, all of which actually make using the subway relatively easy to find your way around. Smart Travel IC cards. If you'll be using the subway system or regular trains several times a day, or are spending several days in Tokyo, then it makes life a lot easier if you pick up a top-up card, a travel card, often referred to as IC cards, like the PASMO. PASMO can be used on all subways covering both private companies that run the subway lines, Tokyo Metro and Toei. The cards can also be used on JR and private trains, as well as many buses. Tip: PASMO is valid throughout Japan, not just Tokyo, so is a great time and hassle saver. Cards can be purchased and topped up at vending machines at stations, and instructions in English are readily available. Indeed, PASMO isn't the only smart travel card in operation in Japan. There are several. However, the main thing to know is that whichever train company card you buy, they are all mutually compatible, meaning you can travel to almost half of Japan's 9,000 stations and make use of many bus services with the same single card. These are the major cards that you can get in Japan. Suica, provided by JR East. PASMO, Tokyo and Kanto. Ikoka, by JR West. And Kitaka, by JR Hokkaido. Using buses. Assuming you're not driving yourself or paying for a taxi tour, if you're heading at all off the beaten path, then a bus is likely to be a good option for transportation. The bus network in Japan is pretty comprehensive. In cities, travelling by bus will be slower than taking the subway or train, but enables you to see Japan at street level, like a local, and can be an ideal way to spot places along the way that you might want to add to your itinerary. Local and city buses are boarded either in the middle or at the back and exited at the front next to the driver. Pay when you get off. Ticketing on buses and trams in Japan tends to work differently from the rest of the public transport system. But from the non-Japanese speaker's perspective, it's pretty simple once you know the system. You either take a numbered ticket on entering the bus or tram from an onboard dispenser, or simply board if there is no dispenser. Ticket numbers correspond to stops. The same ticket number also appears on an illuminated board or screen at the front of the bus, above and to the left of where the driver sits. This displays the current price you have to pay should you wish to get off the bus. The further you go, the more the price above your ticket number increases. If there is no ticket dispenser, it's likely to mean that the fare is a fixed price. The key thing with buses and trams is to either know the name of the stop you need to get off at, or to know what the cost of your journey is in advance and get off the bus or tram when the indicator board at the front gets to your price. If all else fails, simply put what you think you need in your hand and some extra to show that to Tarawa. I've done this, and they'll always just take what they need for the fare. Chances are you won't need to say anything. The smart cards mentioned previously can be used on buses that are equipped with smart card readers just inside the entrance door, which you tap when you enter, and again on exit, usually at the front next to the driver. Note, on coaches and long-distance bus services in Japan, you usually board at the front by the driver, having purchased your tickets in advance. The same goes for coaches running services to and from airports. These are often referred to as limousine buses. Riding trams. Trams are still a popular means of transportation in many regions of Japan, and not only in major cities. The destination of a tram is shown on the front and the sides of the leading car. Whilst this may only be in Japanese, the trams and corresponding routes are usually colour-coded and numbered. Just check in advance which tram lines match your destination. Stops are normally colour-coded to match the tram routes that stop at it, and numbered too. Although there can be some variation, most trams in Japan work to a rear boarding and exit via the front rule. Fares will either be a flat rate, that's one fixed price for adults and children, no matter how many stops, or the price increases the further you travel. If the latter, then the price is usually shown on a screen at the front, as with buses. How to ride. 1. Board from the rear door. 2. Press the button to disembark when approaching your desired stop. 3. Disembark from the front door. 4. Insert the exact fare into the fare box on exit. Fare boxes do not provide change. You must use the correct fare. However, money changes are provided inside all trams. Note, the larger 5,000 yen and 10,000 yen bills are not accepted. Note, announcements, usually in Japanese only, request that you do not try changing money whilst the tram is moving, only when it is stationary. Most people simply do it as they are exiting. Change your notes first, then pop the correct fare amount into the payment box before stepping off. Alternatively, you can often pay using a one-day pass, usually purchased at tourist information or main train stations. Suggested reading on therealjapan.com. Riding the Nagasaki Electric Tramway. Taking taxis. If you are simply headed to a well-known landmark or popular sightseeing destination, using a taxi should be straightforward enough. There will be a minimum charge already on the meter, clearly displayed just to the left of the driver, that will start to steadily increase once you get beyond the distance covered by the initial price. However, taxis can also be the most challenging mode of transport to use if you need to get somewhere specific that isn't well known locally, such as a small hotel, a restaurant, a private address, etc. This is because drivers will usually not know exactly where your destination is, in part due to the surprisingly vague postal address system employed in Japan, and in part as they do not have to learn the street network in their area to qualify as a driver. Tip: although some taxis accept credit cards, many still only accept cash, so it's better to have enough cash on you for your journey whenever hailing a taxi. The easiest way to manage a taxi ride is to have your address written in Japanese and with some sort of map, ideally a printout from an official website of your destination, Google Maps or an equivalent. If you can, it's a good idea to ask at your hotel reception or staff at a tourist information office to write down in Japanese the name of the place you want to go. That way you can simply show this to the driver or anyone on the street. Virtually all taxis in Japan these days have sat-nav systems, which can help. Note, the rear doors of taxis open and close automatically, so you do not need to touch them to enter or exit the vehicle. Thinking about driving in Japan yourself? Then the Japan Automobile Federation website is a good place to start. It includes a free downloadable guide to driving in Japan. Kyoto's foreigner-friendly taxis. Due to the volume of foreign tourists visiting each year in Kyoto City, they run a foreigner-friendly taxi service. There are two foreigner-first taxi stands outside Kyoto Station. You can also have a foreigner-friendly taxi dispatched by using the taxi dispatching app Japan Taxi. See the Japan Travel App section. Visa and MasterCard credit cards and several smart cards are readily accepted for payment, so there is no need to have cash. The service can be used to visit local tourist spots. Exercise 2. Taxi checklist. If you're using Adobe Reader, use the fill and sign feature from the tools menu to edit the boxes. Write down your destination in English. Write down your destination in Japanese. Include a destination map. Cut and paste a link from Google Maps to locate your map. Copy and print out extra copies of this page so that you can reuse it when planning your next trip. Making the most of Japanese tourist information offices. You should definitely make the most of tourist information offices in Japan. For the non-Japanese speaker, these are your constant lifeline when travelling throughout the country, especially when going off the beaten track. The larger ones often have at least one member of staff who speaks English and an extensive, if not entirely comprehensive, selection of translated literature. At the bare minimum, they're likely to have maps of the local area, town and city centre, and any significant tourist sites in English and other major languages. Also, you'll find the staff extremely helpful, and they'll mark on the map where your hotel or sites are, and they'll do that in that very polite, Japanese efficient way. Aside from the information published in English by the Japan National Tourism Organization, JNTO, local offices will sometimes have information about local sites that you cannot get anywhere else. They may be black and white photocopies rather than their glossy, full-colour and more detailed Japanese counterparts, but they'll do the job, and at least you can read them. More remote tourist sites, such as temples, shrines and castles, may lack information in English. Occasionally you'll be handed minimum free information with any tickets that you buy. At best, they may have the main points of interest covered in a couple of pages of typed up translated notes. If it's a special place you've always wanted to go, I'd recommend hiring a guide or at least doing some research before you go and printing out or photographing on a smartphone more detailed information and use this as the guide for your visit. As well as extensively using Google Maps to guide me at street level, I still like to have a printed map. This can be especially useful when travelling off the beaten path, where either the mobile signal won't be great, or maps that you have downloaded are just not up to date or detailed enough. I recommend visiting the local tourist information office as a priority wherever you are in Japan. They'll gladly give you a detailed local map, that's chizu in Japanese. They may also run a local sightseeing coupon scheme that foreign tourists can take advantage of for free. These offer discounted entry to many local sites, museums, transportation, etc., and often come with their own maps. Tip: make sure you have your passport with you. Some offices will insist on seeing your passport before giving you the vouchers. Government initiatives to make travel easier for foreigners. The Japanese government had a program of activity ahead of the 2020 Olympics designed to make it easier for foreign tourists to navigate their way around the country. Initiatives included projects to break down the language barrier by using ideas like smartphone apps that can help non-Japanese readers or speakers navigate their way around major transport hubs like train stations. Here's what the JNTO says about not speaking their language on the Japan Travel FAQ. Will travel in Japan be difficult without Japanese language skills? Traveling in a country where you don't speak the language can be both challenging and rewarding. Even if you don't speak any Japanese, finding your way around Japan shouldn't be too difficult. English is generally understood throughout the country, particularly in major cities and tourist centres. Combine this with some positive body language and gestures, and you shouldn't encounter many problems. Public transportation announcements are frequently made both in Japanese and English, and signs generally include decipherable Roman characters or English explanations. A comprehensive range of tourist services also provide a helping hand to foreign visitors in Japan. For more information, visit www.japan.travel/en/plan/FAQ. What a first-timer in Japan thought. I asked Deb Alton, the Real Japan subscriber, who doesn't speak any Japanese, what her first trip to Japan was like, and what her thoughts were on the challenges of the Japanese language for first-timers. Here's what she said. Going to Japan for the first time, but don't speak a word of Japanese? Seriously, don't worry about it. I'm quite nervous when stepping out of my comfort zone linguistically, but after a few moments of near panic when arriving at Narita Airport, I hesitantly approached the limousine bus service counter. Hooray, they spoke perfect English, as did the cab driver who took us to our hotel, as did our hotel staff, and almost everyone we spoke to. If they didn't, a friendly smile and a nod later, we would find someone who did. As for public transport, all exits were marked in English with directions to the appropriate exit for tourist attractions. Eating out, again, no problem. Stick your head in the door and ask, English menu. If not, walk on or be brave and go random. And soon enough, you'll find somewhere else. I'm so much more confident now when planning my second trip, now that I know that it's pretty much idiot-proof. The comment that stands out for me here is when Deb says, if they didn't speak English, a friendly smile and a nod later, we would find someone who did. This is my overwhelming experience of travelling throughout Japan, even well away from the cities, where people can be more reserved. Using positive body language. I can't stress enough how using positive body language, voice tone, and a smile works when dealing with Japanese who speak little to no English. If you feel you're not making yourself understood, remain calm and don't raise your voice. It helps if you apologize for being unable to speak Japanese. Just say, sumimasen, excuse me, and gomen nasai, I am sorry. Although they won't expect you to, it's also a nice gesture to bow a few times and to thank them. Arigato gozaimasu. Thank you very much. Afterwards. See also the survival travel phrases section that follows. Don't forget, the Japanese also have that word, omoyari, meaning being actively attuned to anticipating the needs of others. They even teach it to children in school. So if ever there was a country willing to try hard to help you overcome the language barrier, it's Japan. Suggested reading on therealjapan.com. How the Japanese anticipate other people's needs. Ask a policeman. Aside from their law enforcement role, police in Japan also serve an important community role. If you need directions, then you can pop into a koban, a police box, and ask for assistance, which they will gladly offer, probably using a map. Koban are easily identified as koban, K-O-B-A-N, will be written in Romaji, a romanization of the Japanese language, using the Latin alphabet. And they always have a red light above the entrance. Pop your head around the door and try saying, Sumimasen, michi o oshite kudasai. Excuse me, please can you tell me the way? The police officer probably won't speak English, but they will be used to Japanese people regularly asking for directions, and they will quickly pull out a local area map. These are often pasted onto a large board for ease of reference. Look for local landmarks to get your bearings on the map. If you want to ask where something specific is, say, place, that, and insert the place name there, ni ikatai no desu ka? I'd like to go to the place, replacing place with the name of the place you're trying to find, of course. That's place ni ikitai no desu ka? If you're unsure of how to pronounce the name of your destination and you have it written down or it's in a guidebook, you can always point to it saying koko, meaning here. See also the survival travel phrases section below. Pre-plan key travel connections and book accommodation in advance. Pre-planning key connections and booking accommodation in advance will make life a lot easier. It allows you to focus more on the experience in the moment instead of worrying about not knowing where your connecting train leaves or how you're going to explain what it is that you are trying to do to a member of staff who's kind enough but speaks no English. Major train stations in Japan can be daunting and can be very, very large. Now, you think you know what a big train station looks like, but in Japan, they can be massive. They sprawl underground, sometimes on multiple levels, making navigating your way around them even more challenging. Some have grown and grown over the years, constantly being extended and added to. This means they can become labyrinths. One such station is Umeda in Osaka, the busiest train station in western Japan. I've lost count of the amount of times I've used this station, but I still sometimes get lost. Tip. The best tip I can give you is if you do what I do when your sense of direction fails you, get above ground as soon as possible by using the nearest exit so you can get your bearings on local landmarks. You can either then continue to your exit above ground or try go back underground into the underworld and use your general sense of navigation to get you there. But I find the former works often for me more than the latter. Booking at least key accommodation in advance is advisable, unless your whole approach is to travel and see what you can find along the way. If so, good for you. The large accommodation booking sites, like booking.com, hotels.com, etc., can be great, not least because of their size and therefore the quantity of accommodation they cover. And because of their size, they can often secure very favourable rates. It's also a good idea, and one which I recommend every time you are looking for accommodation in Japan, to look at some of the more niche accommodation providers. This includes some that operate only in Japan, like jalan.net, that's J-A-L-A-N.net. Great for finding ryokan accommodation. HomeAway Asia is good for searching, exploring and booking Japanese vacation rentals. And vayama.com, V-A-Y-A-M-A.com, for cheap international flights, hotels and car rentals. And if you really want to keep costs down, have you considered couchsurfing in Japan? With these kinds of solutions, you're more likely to find the local, smaller and more traditional accommodation that you really should consider building into your trip. That would include staying in a ryokan, a traditional Japanese inn, minshuku, a Japanese-style bed and breakfast, or staying in a real Japanese home. My 9 Japanese accommodation hacks checklist is well worth reading. It's free to subscribers and can be found in the resource library if you're already subscribed. Exercise 3. Key travel and accommodation. List key travel connections and accommodation you want to book in advance. If you're using Adobe Reader, use the Fill and Sign feature from the Tools menu to complete these boxes. Travel connections and accommodation. Money, ATMs and banking. Japan is still very much a cash-based society. This means you should plan to travel with plenty of cash on you at all times. Street crime is incredibly rare in Japan, so the safety of carrying lots of cash on you simply isn't a concern. Just be sensible and you'll be fine. Exchange currencies in your home country before you leave for Japan and take cash with you, and plan to get more cash out when you are there. Cash firmly remains the preferred form of transaction in Japan. This may seem at odds with Japan's image as a technological advanced Blade Runner-esque future world where robots tend to the needs of the elderly and can transform themselves into automobiles when they are not fighting intergalactic battles. This can come as something of a surprise to the first-time visitor. Even now, not all ATMs operate 24/7. Whilst credit cards are more popular and widely accepted than in recent times, cash is still king in the land of the rising sun. When you need more cash during your trip, look out for Citicorp, Post Office and 7-Eleven convenience store ATMs, as they accept the widest variety of non-Japanese credit and debit cards. Some judicious pre-planning can be really helpful too, saving you from finding yourself in a tricky spot. A good example is if you're planning to stay in a ryokan, a traditional inn, during your stay, check to see if they take payment by credit card or not. Many, particularly those off the beaten track, will take cash only as payment. And as a ryokan tend not to be cheap, be sure you have enough on you to settle up at the end of your stay. Suggested reading on therealjapan.com. The best way to experience the real Japan? Stay in a ryokan. Eating out. Eating out is a big part of Japanese culture. Japanese food is also one of the biggest draws for foreigners coming to Japan. Whether it's sushi, sashimi, tempura, teriyaki, ramen, or soba, food in Japan is a never-ending journey of discovery and delight. The great news is, not speaking Japanese will rarely be a barrier to you experiencing all the creative and delicious dishes Japan offers. Restaurant owners, understanding that their food is a big driver for tourism, generally do all they can to accommodate the foreign traveller who doesn't speak the language. Menus in restaurants in larger cities and towns usually have English menus. If they don't, many will have that wonderfully handy Japanese invention, the display outside of incredibly realistic but plastic copies of the main dishes available. Simply point to the one you want. Most restaurants in Japan specialise in one type of cuisine or dish. Even if you cannot actually read the name of the place or what they sell, this makes choosing between them easier than you might think. Because presentation of food is important in Japan, if they don't have the plastic food displays outside, then the chances are they will have photographs of the main dishes in a menu outside that you can browse through before deciding on which one you want before you enter. Most, but not all, Japanese food is eaten with chopsticks. But again, sensitive to the challenges these can sometimes present to the foreign traveller, some restaurants used to tourists will either offer you a knife, fork and or spoon, or have both options even on the table. If they don't, and you struggle with chopsticks, don't be afraid to ask for a knife, fork or spoon. I still do. Each can be asked for simply by pronouncing them phonetically in a Japanese tone. Naifu, fork, spoon should do the trick. Chances are, given the context, they'll understand what you're asking for. Tip. You generally pay by taking your bill, placed on your table after you've ordered, to the cashier before leaving. Credit cards are often not accepted, so have enough cash with you. The total cost will either be shown on the register, typed on a calculator and shown to you, or written in English on your bill. No need to speak Japanese. Travelling off the beaten path. Inevitably, the further you travel off the well-trodden tourist routes, the less support for other languages there will be. Small tourist information offices may have a smattering of English literature, but no English-speaking staff. Venture further still, and many will have neither. However, if there's one thing decades of travelling throughout Japan has taught me, it's not to underestimate what a smile, some strategic hand gestures, and speaking in English slowly, but clearly, and with a Japanese accent, can achieve. I'm not joking, I can vouch for this tactic from extensive experience. Suggested reading on therealjapan.com. Japan, why you need to go beyond Tokyo. Asking a local for assistance. Although they won't often say so, most Japanese know at least a few words of English. One general tip that applies, particularly in the countryside, is never be afraid to ask people you see on the street for help, especially younger people, as they are more likely to have a smattering of English. You'd be surprised how far you can get with them only knowing yes, no, and okay. Shopkeepers are also well worth a try. It's perfectly acceptable to pop into a store and just ask for directions. Japanese tourists will do it, so you can too. It will help if you have a local street map to hand, which you picked up from the local tourist information office, didn't you? If staff can help, they will, and sometimes will walk you outside the store to give you your bearings before pointing you in the right direction. Fellow Japanese travellers too will frequently come to your aid. We were staying in a guest house in Hagi in Yamaguchi Prefecture, and asked one of the other guests staying there if they knew where the nearest convenience store was. For some reason, I'd forgotten to pack my toothbrush. He walked us outside, and instead of simply describing where it was and pointing the general direction, he took it upon himself to walk with us. For a good 5 minutes or more, he guided us down several streets until we could see the actual store, the only one lit up on an otherwise dark and desolate street. Only then did he bow and head back to the guest house on his own. Remarkable, but not uncommon in Japan. The Japanese may generally be reserved, but they can also be extremely helpful if you politely ask for help or assistance, particularly when you're off the beaten track. Just remember to keep your tone and gestures modest. Loud voices and excessive gesticulating can cause alarm and put some people off. Using a Japanese phrasebook. The fact that the majority of Japanese do not speak English means that to get the most out of your trip, equipping yourself with a decent pocket-sized phrasebook or downloading an equivalent phone app will be handy. Not only does this demonstrate that you're not just a dumb, lazy tourist, which of course as a follower of the Rule Japan you couldn't possibly be, but it also shows a willingness to converse and fit in, which always goes down well when travelling abroad. No matter how limited your vocabulary may be, any attempt at speaking in Japanese in Japan will indeed be well received by the locals. In turn, if you don't scare the occasional one away, which it does happen, you can expect people to often take the time to go out of their way to be helpful. If you want to make the effort to engage with the locals in their native tongue, take a trusty pocket language guide and/or try a phone app. More on that later. There are plenty of Japanese phrase books out there. The one you choose will largely depend on what you look for in a guide. Me, I still refer to my old Berlitz phrasebook and dictionary, which was published in 2001, because it's small, well-organised, and doesn't require charging or Wi-Fi. But if you want a quick and simple solution without having to do any research, then the Lonely Planet Japanese Phrasebook and Dictionary is a bestseller. Lonely Planet has sold more than 10 million phrasebooks to date, so they must be doing something right. Content includes basics, practical, social, safe travel, food, plus a useful 3,500-word, two-way, quick reference dictionary. These two-way indexes can be very handy. Suggested reading on therealjapan.com. How to choose the best Japan travel guidebook. 12 free Japanese translation apps. I've yet to find the perfect translation app for a smartphone, but the technology is rapidly developing. The apps available now are much better than they were even just a couple of years ago. This includes the big daddy Google Translate. Previously, it needed to be connected to the internet to do the translation, which was often inconvenient. However, it now works offline, saving you a lot of hassle and becoming a lot more practical. What follows is a list of Japanese translation apps I've researched, both for Android and Apple phones. I have tried and used some, but not all of them. Not all work offline, and not all are available for both platforms, but there will be at least one or two that you ought to get some valuable use out of. Bonus, all of these are free to use. Some include advertising, the trade-off for them being for free, or a limited version of paid-for apps. If you use an app not included here and would recommend it, please email me and let me know, and I may include it in the next edition. Bravolo, Japanese English Dictionary and Translator for Android and iPhone. Google Translate, Android and iPhone. iHandy Translator Free by iHandy Inc. iPhone. Imiwa is a free multi-language Japanese dictionary for iOS. iPhone. iTranslate Voice. iPhone. Japanese English Translator GreenLife. Android. JED is an offline Japanese English dictionary for Android devices. Android. Go to www.umibozu.com/JED. Jiso is our handy online dictionary with a useful handwriting input. www.jisho.org. Microsoft Translator. Android and iPhone. Nava Papago Translate, Android and iPhone. Say Hi Translate, Android and iPhone. 8 Japan Travel Apps. In addition to Japanese language translation apps, there are a few travel apps that I would recommend downloading for use in Japan as well. Armed with a small set of well-chosen travel apps will reduce your need to speak Japanese. It won't eliminate it entirely, but it will make travelling in Japan a lot easier and more enjoyable. I regularly use the Google Maps, Hyperdeer, Japan Trains and TripAdvisor apps. Your tastes and needs may differ, but I strongly recommend downloading at least those to try out. Hyperdeer, the leading app for train routes and timetables and airlines. Android app. Japan Taxi, for booking foreign-friendly taxis in Kyoto City. Android and iPhone. Japan Travel Route Map JR NaviTime. Maps, navigation, travel guides and articles. Android and iPhone. Japan Trains, an alternative to Hyperdeer. It uses the same database, it's got an easier interface and more stations. Android. Google Maps, the number one navigation app. Includes transportation, food, location-specific info, etc. Android and iPhone. TripAdvisor. Travel and local hotels, flights, restaurants and attractions. Android and iPhone. Guru Navi. Japanese restaurant guide. Search by area or cuisine. Android and iPhone. Happy Cow. Find vegan food and vegetarian restaurants. Android and iPhone. SIM cards and mobile Wi-Fi. The majority of 4G and 5G mobile cell phones will work on Japanese networks, but if your phone is based on GSM, the global standard for mobile communications, then generally speaking it won't work in Japan and you'll need a SIM card instead. Prepaid SIM cards are popular with foreign tourists to Japan and can be purchased all over the place. They can also be pre-ordered for collection at the airport on your arrival into Japan. Your phone will need to be an unlocked and use a SIM card, and if your phone is locked, you can rent a phone instead. I've used and recommend Mobile SIM Card Rental. That's MOBAL. Public internet access used to be terrible in Japan, but has improved in recent years and continues to do so. Free Wi-Fi is generally available in all major cities, albeit often in pockets rather than blanket citywide coverage. You'll also often need to register to use it, all of which can be frustrating or a bit of a pain. It's not also the most secure option. Up until recently, I hadn't tried a SIM card. Some people prefer them. Personally, I prefer to go with renting a mobile Wi-Fi, as it offers the most flexibility. Multiple people can connect to it at once, plus you can use it to access the internet on multiple laptops at the same time too. I make usually free calls using Skype or Line. The latter I also use for messaging. Again, these can be picked up at local airports and are best ordered for collection on arrival. You can rent for fixed periods, e.g. 1, 2, 3 weeks, or 1, 2, or 3 months, and the rental can sometimes be extended if you need it to. Tip: if you're a heavy user, like me, look for companies that include or offer a portable power bank battery for keeping the device charged up. I recommend Ninja Pocket Wi-Fi. As both SIM and Wi-Fi rental are geared towards foreign travellers to Japan, all the information you need will be available in English, so there should be no language issues when using them. Suggested reading on therealjapan.com. Review: Ninja Pocket Wi-Fi. Basic essential Japanese travel phrases. It can actually be a good idea not to try to speak too much Japanese, as the Japanese will be keen to converse with you in their own language whenever possible, meaning you can quickly find yourself out of your knowledge depth. Don't be embarrassed or shy of repeatedly saying sumimasen, wakarimasen, excuse me, I don't understand, during your visit. At least there will be no confusion over the level of your language ability, and most Japanese will go out of their way to be helpful whenever they can. Yes. Hai. No. Ie. Okay. Daijoubu. Okay. Please. Onegai shimasu. Excuse me. Sumimasen. I'm sorry. Gomen nasai. Thanks. Arigato. Thank you very much. Domo arigato gozaimasu. What? Nani? When? Itsu? Where? Doko? Who? Dare? This? Kore? That? Sore? How many? Ikutsu? How much? Ikura? I want X. Watashi wa X gai hoshii desu. I don't want X. Watashi wa X ga irimasen. Where is X? X wa doko desu ka? Do you have X? X wa arimasu ka? I. Watashi. You. Anata. I don't understand Japanese. Nihongo ga wakarimasen. Can you speak English? Eigo ga dekimasu ka? I understand. Wakarimasu. I don't understand. Wakarimasen. Hello. Konnichiwa. Goodbye. Sayonara. How do you do? Nice to meet you. Hajimemashite. How much is it? Kore wa ikura desu ka? Thank you for the meal. Gochisou sama deshita. That was delicious. Oishikatta. suggested reading on therealjapan.com, How the Japanese Anticipate Other People's Needs. Exercise 4, Language Solutions List. In the left-hand column, write down the situations where you think you might run into a language barrier, and then, in the right-hand column, write down the possible solutions to each situation, e.g., smartphone app, phrasebook, map, tourist information in English, etc. If you're using Adobe Reader, use the Fill and Sign feature from the Tools menu. English Language Tours. There are a number of activity, experience, and guided or independent tour specialists operating in Japan. These can be an excellent way to easily get access to traditional and contemporary Japanese experiences, and with an English-speaking guide if you want a guided or partially guided tour. Tour categories can include cultural, historical, food and drink, festivals and events, nature, adventure, activities, independent and luxury travel. Private tours are also a great way to get a personal experience that includes the popular sites you probably want to see. They can also give you the chance to tailor elements to suit your interests. Private tours range from a few hours to entire trips lasting many days. TheRealJapan.com has partnered with some of the finest and most creative travel companies operating in Japan to bring you the very best selection of tours, activities and experiences of The Real Japan, often with exclusive member-only deals and discounts. Here's just a few of them. Get Your Guide, online platform for tours, attractions and activities. Klook, discover and book amazing things to do at exclusive prices. Tour Radar, booking tours made easy. TripAdvisor, best of Japan tourism. Viator, travel with an insider. Rakuten Travel Experiences, book a trip you'll never forget. More about the tours offered by The Real Japan Travel Partners can be found on the website at www.therealjapan.com/travel. Available as a download to this audiobook is my recommended resources list. A handy reference section includes a complete list of all the resources mentioned in this audiobook and more. Exercise 5, Your Resources. Referring back to the trip outline you completed at the start of this audiobook, your answers to the three subsequent exercises, and using the information, advice and links included in this audiobook, you can now list all the resources you have to help you travel in Japan without speaking Japanese. If you found additional resources that you want to keep a record of, cool, add them here too. If you're using Adobe Reader, use the Fill and Sign feature from the Tools menu to edit these boxes. Conclusion. The bottom line is, if you don't speak Japanese and you want to explore Japan, go right ahead. Don't get hung up on not being able to speak Japanese. Sure, it would be ideal, but not everyone is great at learning languages. It shouldn't seriously affect your enjoyment and may even lead to encounters you might otherwise have never experienced. Just make a little effort and you'll be delighted with the response you're likely to receive from most Japanese. Do try learning the few key phrases included in this audiobook. They'll go a long way. Download and try out any of the language apps as well. They're all free, so you can try and download them and keep only the ones you like. Traveling in Japan can be a truly wonderful experience. It remains perhaps the world's most alien country, and yet it also feels one of the most welcoming. Be confident, be bold, and be sure to wander a little. You'll be rewarded with some of the most incredible memories of your life. Oh, and be sure to send me some photos of your adventures in Japan on Twitter using the hashtag TheRealJapan. Congratulations. Congratulations on finishing this guide. To get the most out of it, make sure you refer back and go to it often, so that you can make sure you're still on the right track with your trip planning and language hacking. I encourage you to complete each of the exercises included in this guide, even if you've travelled to Japan before. The exercises are designed to trigger your thoughts and help generate ideas and solutions. They also build upon each other. By completing the exercises, you'll have a better understanding of why you travel, what you want out of it, and identify and anticipate any potential language issues. Be Be sure to take this audiobook with you for reference during your journey. If you've discovered any resources not mentioned in this guide that you'd recommend, or if you have any tips of your own to share, or if there's a topic you think I ought to cover but haven't, please let me know by emailing me at hello@therealjapan.com, and I might include them in the next edition. Happy travels. Join the club. Download your free Amazing Japan Adventures Guide now to get you started. Subscribe to The Real Japan and become a member of The Real Japan community, and you'll get the TRJ Guide to 5 Amazing Adventures in The Real Japan, my regular Japan travel bulletin by email, notifications of all new blog posts and videos, access to my free resource library, access to my private Facebook group, and more exclusive subscriber-only content. Subscribe at therealjapan.com/subscribe.